Chapter 9, Reacting to the Intermediate State. As Buddha said, those who decide, I will die, stop being afraid. How could they fear even the visions of death? The 14th stanza in the first Benchen Lama's poem is, may we complete in place of the intermediate state the concentrated meditation of illusion, so that upon leaving the clear light, we rise in a body of complete enjoyment, blazing with the glory of a Buddha's marks and beauties, arisen from the mere wind and mind of the clear light of death. When yogis rise from the realization of emptiness by the most subtle mind, they do so in a body fashioned out of mere wind and mind, adorned with the marks and beauties of a Buddha. This is not just imagination or imitation, but fact. Instead of entering into an intermediate state, the yogi rises from the death state in what we call an illusory body, in place of the intermediate state. It can be of two different types, either an impure illusory body or a Buddha's complete enjoyment body. This stanza is a wish to accomplish such a profound transformation. The mind of clear light and the wind that serves as the mount of the clear light are one entity, but they can be divided conceptually. The wind serves as the substantial cause of an illusory body, whereas the mind serves as the cooperative condition of an illusory body. These two causes produce an illusory body similar in aspect to the body of the favorite deity that you have been imagining through the practice of deity yoga. It is not a body of flesh and bone. It has a nature simply of wind and mind, clear and unhindered like a rainbow. The appearance of the ideal being, the deity, is said to be like the sudden appearance of a fish leaping out of a lake in full form. For a long time, you have been meditating on yourself as a particular deity, cultivating that vision, imagining this ideal body in preparation for this transformation. The goal of this practice has been realized. Imitation has led to fact.